Tip Tranquil Chick, October 25th, 2005. Greetings, this is Kimberly Wilson. Welcome to the fifth edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast, a girl's guide to living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. So I'm back in the Pink Palace today, Washington, D.C. It's quite rainy, but other than that, a lovely Tuesday evening. Today's podcast focus is yoga on the go for today's busy girl, which consists of numerous yoga poses of the podcast, so there's not just one today. And as always, we're closing it off with more fabulous pod-safe music. View our show notes at hiptranquilchick.blogspot.com. So the workplace, the approaching holidays, travel, and everyday modern girl drama offers continual opportunities to practice yoga. Remember that taking time to connect within, take a few breaths, be less reactionary, is all crucial to helping maintain and develop a healthy work, demeanor, and environment. Here's Louis the Pug sharing his teddy bear, so please forgive his insights. Anyway, so I'm sharing a simple 15-minute yoga sequence that can be incorporated daily for, think of it as a mental health break. But these can also be done while standing in the upcoming busy holiday lines, dealing with the upcoming family, or simply dealing with your boss at the office. So begin by sitting on the edge of your seat with your feet hip-width apart and flat on the ground. Extend the crown of the head toward the ceiling, creating an elongated spine and connection to your breath. Now continuing onward, this is our setup. Tall spine, edge of the seat, feet hip-width apart, breathing. So we're going to begin with some neck and shoulder rolls with closed eyes. So inhale deeply. Exhale and allow your eyes to close. Inhale, lengthen the spine and slowly lower the right ear to the right shoulder. Exhale, lower the chin to the chest. Rest here for a moment. And then inhale, lift the left ear over towards the left shoulder. Exhale, take the chin back to the chest. Repeat 5 times with the eyes closed, just back and forth. Inhale, roll the shoulders forward and up to the ears. Exhale, roll the shoulders back and towards the floor. Allow the shoulder blades to slide down the back and repeat both times in both directions. So repeat 5 times, actually. 5 times, just up and down, rolling them down your back. And think of taking the shoulder blade to your back pockets. And this is actually helpful even whenever you enter a dinner party or you enter maybe something where you're not feeling so confident. Remember that lifting the shoulders to the ears, pulling the shoulder blades back, and then sliding them down into your back pockets. So think shoulder heads up, back, shoulder blades down into your back pockets. That lifts your chest and it helps you appear very confident. So it's a great thing to add to your repertoire on a daily basis. So the benefits of the neck and shoulder rolls with the closed eyes are, A, it rests the eyes to help prevent eye strain, which we definitely get at the office in front of the computer, lubricates and stretches the neck joints, and it relieves tension in the neck, shoulders, and upper back. So please forgive my pug's very loud breathing. He's quite excited about the teddy bear, so I do apologize for the background sound. So secondly, we've got seated cat and cow. So clasp the hand of the chair, or clasp the seat of the chair, okay? If you don't have a seat of the chair, put your hands on your lap, palms facing down and fingers pointing towards the floor. Now inhale and bring the chest forward and draw the shoulder blades together, sliding them down the back. And think of taking a slight back bend. And this is called cow pose. Now exhale and bring the belly towards the back of the chair. Allow the shoulders to fall forward into cat pose. And then you just kind of come to a really big slouch position. Now repeat 5 times, concentrating on coordinating with each movement of an inhale and an exhale. So it's inhale, lift the heart center, take a gentle back bend, and exhale, big slouch pose. Back and forth. Now the benefits of the seated cat and cow is it helps to warm and elongate the spine and release back tension. Now do remember you can do these poses seated. So say you're in a long line at the bank or at the metro and you just are feeling tight throughout the shoulders and the spine. These are great exercises, or poses is a better word, considering it's yoga, to do to just help to open up and awaken the body. So next is chair twist. This is great, great, great on the airplane. So keep this in mind also for traveling. And for a lot of people, there's going to be lots of traveling coming up in November and December. Okay, so chair twist. So inhale, again, lengthen the head towards the ceiling. Now exhale, twist to the right side, bringing the left hand to the outside of your right leg. Place the right hand, so your right hand on the left side of the seat back. Okay, or just take your right hand and place it on your left knee. Now allow your head to follow the twist of the spine and allow the eyes to gaze beyond the chair back. So inhale, lengthen, exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, twist. Inhale, lengthen, and exhale, twist. Now just continue these. These feel so good. So it's just an inhale up, exhale, twisting. Now you want to inhale, come back to center, and repeat on the other side. So now you take your left hand to the right knee or to the edge of the chair, and then your right hand goes behind you. Can go to the top of the chair behind you, or you can just kind of place it back where it's maybe a bit more discreet if you are on the airplane. And then you're just inhaling, lifting, exhaling, and twisting. This one feels divine. Now the benefits of this is it whittles the waist, always a plus, stretches the spine, shoulders and hips, relieves lower back, neck, and sciatica pain, aids in digestion, great for the upcoming holidays, massages the internal organs. This is always my favorite with regard to twists. So they say that it massages your internal organs, which pushes out toxins and allows the organs to refill with fresh blood. Can't go wrong with that. So it's a great detoxifier. Chair twists. All right, so moving right along, now we've got eagle arms. Now, lots of people suffer from carpal tunnel these days with all of our computer work, all of our text messaging. I find myself walking to the studio and texting at the same time. Not a good practice of mindfulness and also not very good for the wrists. So eagle arms, this is a great one to add into your repertoire on a regular basis. Okay, so eagle arms. So you inhale, stretch the arms out to the sides. Now exhale and bring your left arm under your right arm. Cross both arms at the elbows, point the elbows towards the floor, and the fingers up towards the ceiling. Try to place the palms of the hands together. Now inhale and try to raise your elbows to shoulder height while moving the fingers as far forward from the face as possible. So really lifting those elbows to shoulder height is so challenging, but a huge, huge shoulder opener. Feels divine. Well, divine may be an overstatement if you have tight shoulders. So anyway, exhale and slowly draw up and down circles with the elbows in one direction and then the other. Just think of tracing a circle. And then you would undo and repeat on the other side. So great benefit here is it firms the upper arms, stretches the upper back and shoulder muscles. And again, great for carpal tunnel. Next, seated child's pose. So inhale and lengthen the spine towards the ceiling. Exhale and fold forward, placing your chest on your thighs. Allow the arms to just dangle, dropping to the floor. Breathe deeply and relax for 30 seconds, just hanging there. Nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. Just being. Notice your breath. Focus on your inhale and your exhale. So inhale and engage the abs and raise the body to an upper seated position, and then maybe try it again. Or there are a couple variations. One is turtle pose is the variation here for your seated child's pose. So while in child's pose, open the legs to hip distance, so the hip distance apart, and thread your arms between the legs and around the calves. Attempt to grasp the outside of the foot with your hand. So you're extending the arms through and between the legs and around to the calves, attempting to grasp and grab the outsides of the foot with the hands, and that'll give you a nice opening too. Kind of like turtle pose, which is a pretty advanced yoga pose, but that we don't do in a chair. So this just kind of gives you the benefits of that without actually straddling the legs on the floor in the office or in line. So number two is hands clasped behind the back. This is my absolute favorite, and I do this consistently throughout the workday. So for this one, you can be in child's pose, or you could actually be in an upright seated position. But reach the arms behind the back, Interlace your fingers. Let the head hang towards the floor if you are in child's pose. If you're upright, just sit tall. And then lift the arms up. Feels so, so good. And you can just do a little swaying from side to side. So benefits here, I think they're pretty clear, but they definitely rejuvenate the body. They stretch the spine, massage the abdominal area, and the shoulder opener of interlacing the hands behind the back and lifting is just fabulous for those of us who are on the computer a lot, or those of us who live our life in forward motion, where we're always walking somewhere, we're always driving somewhere, we're always trying to get somewhere else. So you're constantly, your shoulders are forward. This will help you to kind of take it back to the present moment. Two last ones that I really, really enjoy and encourage. Ankle and wrist rolls. Seem kind of silly, but they feel really nice. So roll your ankles and wrists in clockwise circles and then repeat counterclockwise. Okay, so there's not much to this, pretty basic, but again, it just awakens and brings a little more awareness to parts of the body we ignore. It lubricates your ankle and wrist joints, promotes blood circulation, and is said to ease carpal tunnel syndrome. More carpal tunnel help. So lastly, walking meditation. So as you're walking to the copier, or to refill your water bottle during the workday, or you're walking to the bank to make that deposit, bring awareness to each step and each motion. Notice sensations in your body. Concentrate on the breath, each inhale and each exhale. Notice how this calms you, slows you down, and just helps you to be more in the present moment, which I think is the hardest thing of the yoga practice. And then notice awareness with your surroundings. What's around you? Feel a sense of tranquility through the body and allow this feeling of peace to remain with you throughout the rest of the day. So bringing mindfulness to the mundane creates tranquility of actually noticing each foot going in front of the other. That type of movement helps you be more aware of all the sensations and your surroundings. So this sums up some ideas on how to incorporate yoga into your life, yoga on the go for the active girl. And remember that these are all things you can do at the office. You can do even while talking to somebody. You could do little ankle or wrist rolls under the table if you're in one of those meetings that are a little challenging. But again, just remember that yoga can be practiced anywhere, and especially if it's simply working with your breath, being mindful of your inhale and your exhale. And in yoga, we work with something we call the three-part yogic breath. All of our breathing is usually done through the nose, which can be challenging this time of the year when many people have colds. But inhale through the nose. Feel the belly, the lungs, and then the chest. So there's three parts of the breath. And then you take it down, the chest, lungs, and then the belly. The belly's the hardest breath to get into because a lot of us live our life on adrenaline, coffee, caffeine. And so we're taking that short, shallow breath, which is more the fight or flight breath. So become more conscious and aware. Notice if you can get a little more depth and a little more movement into your belly. And if you have no idea where you're breathing from, just bring your hand. Bring your hand to your belly. Is it moving in and out? What about the ribs? Are they moving in and out? Chest is probably lifting and lowering somewhat. See if you can bring to all three parts. Great. So that brings closure to this week's podcast on yoga on the go for the mindful girl. And with closing, I would love to offer the discount again to my podcast listeners for the Tranquility line. It's a fabulous, fabulous line, if I do say so myself. It's just a lot of fun to think of being an active girl on the go and being able to transition from yoga class to the cafe, to the matinee, to even work in the same wear. So check it out, tranquilityboutique.com/podcast is what you need to type in. And that'll take you to 15% off through October 31st, through Halloween. Happy Halloween. And remember that Tranquility is spelled without a Y. Tranquilityboutique.com/podcast. So share your thoughts with me. And I've heard from a few readers and listeners, and I really appreciate it. Always a treat. And please continue to pass your feedback and your thanks along. It makes my day. I really appreciate it. So again, that's Kimberly at TranquilSpace.com. Visit TranquilSpace.com and HipTranquilChick.com for additional sources, continued sources of inspiration. And to close out the show tonight, we're playing more PodSafe tunes, music by new unsigned artists, and we're here to help share their art. So today's selection, perfect for your yoga on the go practicing, is Love Me, Leave Me by Angie B from the PodSafe Music Network. Thanks for joining me for the fifth edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast. Namaste.